Woe to, he says here, he's continuing here in verse 14. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore, you shall receive the greater damnation. So he says there's a greater damnation for these men that devour widows' homes. Woe to you, to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte. And when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. And he goes on here. Woe to you, you blind guides, which say, whoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whoso shall swear by gold of the temple, he is a debtor. He goes on here, all these things in Matithya, he lays them down. All these qualities of a hypocrite, a Pharisee, scribe, ruler of today. Because they bind you up. They're all qualities that we need to examine ourselves. Are there any of these things in us? Are we true and sincere? That's what we need to be, truthful and sincere. Not just put the screen up in front of us and try and appear something that we're not. We need this honest and live. Honest, be honest. What we are. And not hide. That's what makes us free. It's what sets us free and helps us through these situations. And that's where you'll get your deliverance from. As I said, we need to examine ourselves. Look, we're coming to this time now. It's a time that we've seen in the past of betrayal. We've seen the ones that have left here. It always starts at this time because they hold something in their heart. And usually they despise the one that's in leadership. The one that they will have something in their life and hold it there. Bitterness. We know, we've seen what bitterness has done. A root of bitterness defiles the whole and defiles many too. It is something that is very insidious. It works such a vile thing in a person who's got that bitterness. And they then will try and defile others. They will try and spread their bitterness to others. And watch out for it, because it starts. Most times it will start at this time of the year. If we don't watch ourselves, be sure enough, be careful as we come and partake of this supper. And when we partake of the drink offering, the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, and eat of the body, he says, we must do it very carefully, with fear and trembling. We need to examine ourselves and be very watchful what's in our lives, because it will manifest itself. It will manifest. If it's there, if there's anything in our lives, it will manifest. And Yahshua and Yahweh, He will manifest it in some way. If we don't judge ourselves, if we don't actually judge and examine ourselves, then a situation will arise and manifest itself, and it will be made manifest to the man of Yahweh, who will then come down and judge it severely with a sword and a hammer, because you did not judge it righteously yourself. And so he will make it manifest. It'll suddenly, this thing, you'll find yourself, things happening that'll come out and go beyond what you'll realize what's happened. And next thing, you find yourself being judged severely, because you didn't judge yourself with the matter righteously. So, it's good to, we need the Ruah. We must have the Ruah of HaMashiach to judge and ask him to examine us. I'll be out. I pray help us and guide us through this time. We need Him. So we need to cleanse ourselves of all the leaven. The leaven of the Pharisees. The leaven of the wickedness. Of all the deceit, lies, all those things. Cleanse us. Now He gave us, the reason why He gave us the natural, to show us the spiritual. And so we're coming through a period of time for 7 days. We're not to eat the leaven. We prepare ourselves, and then till the final of the Pentecost, Feast of Weeks, which is then we have leavened bread again. That's when we offer up the new wine. The ruah comes in of the new leaven. So we must prepare ourselves to be vessels for that new wine. That leaven. And so we have the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach to wash away. To cleanse us from all, from every spot and every stain. And that we brought you all. And thank you. Thank you for everything. We bless Him for His wonderful works towards us.
May He bless you all tonight. Brother Allen used the term qualities, you know, in the wicked. I certainly disagree with that, what I'm saying. I understand his vernacular. These are flaws. They're corrupt seeds. This character is not a quality. It's just a very corrupt, vile thing, insidious birth by the powers of hell. And a quality is something that is of excellence. It's a beauty. And it has a beautiful character. I understood what he was saying, but it's not a quality. May Yah strengthen you all and cause your life to be encouraged. And may His truth, Yahshua, reveal mightily in us, and that there may be the strength of our endeavor to press on and to see what the end shall be. May Yah bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Yah bless you all. In all things we do bless you, our Abba. We pray and bless you for your mighty hand, for your works, for your ru'am. And give us the wisdom and understanding to receive truth. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. And prepare us in this hour, this time, for this great time of your mo'adim, your feast, as we come to this precious time, that we may understand the power and the fulfilling of Yahshua the Lamb, the purpose for Israel's hope that was manifest. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Bless those that have listened tonight. May the word be a strength unto them. In Yahshua's name. In the house of Israel, cried, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.